This week's episode of the Financial Safari is brought to you by John Kelly and Kelly Financial Services for all your financial and retirement needs.
Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.
Coming up on America's 401k show, the 401k is turning 40 this year. We'll tell you how it all came about, and Coach Pete will show us how to avoid three retirement landmines that will protect your 401k. That and more coming up on America's 401k show.
Hi, this is Coach Pete, and if you've got questions on how to properly structure your assets and build retirement income, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Financial Safari.
And welcome into America's 401k show. I'm your safe money correspondent, Steve Siddall. Joining me, as always, best-selling author, America's Wealth, Financial, and Income Coach, a fiduciary, as well as president of the International Association of Registered Financial Consultants. I'm, of course, talking about Coach Pete Deruta. Also on board today, T-Money Thomas Lipscomb and our wonderful intern, Abby Turner. Hi, gang. How are you?
Hey.
Hey.
Good to be here.
So, a birthday song, huh?
Birthday song. Yeah. I didn't know this. It was a great story.
Yep.
That the 401k is 40 years old. And how it came about is fascinating, and this is great water cooler conversation. I mean, you're going to be the star if you know these answers.
Do right? People still have a lot of water? We have a water cooler, but do a lot of people still have water coolers? Or they have more? Have the little coffee maker that
I
makes one cup at a time?
A coffee maker conversation.
It used to be the coffee pot. Now it's the coffee maker that makes one cup at a time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I still like a nice pot of coffee if you get good coffee.
Yeah.
I'm the oddball out. I don't like the caffeine, so I love that I can just throw a little hot chocolate pot in there and get me some hot chocolate.
Okay, well, you can still get those little packets of Swiss Miss and put it in the microwave.
Oh, right? That's true. That's true.
Now, do you like your hot chocolate with water or milk?
No, milk actually. Yeah.
Milk is always better.
I prefer
always
water.
Better.
Really?
No, it's
water.
Not as rich if you use water.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's not. Exactly.
Well, but if you use skim milk, you're using water in milk.
That's true.
I like the whole milk. If you're going to make hot chocolate with milk, whole milk.
Whole milk.
Yeah. So 40 years old, the 401k.
Right. And it was in 1978, the Revenue Act of 1978 that Congress passed, and then it wasn't until 1980 that Ted Banya, and we'll talk about him. You talked with Ted, the guy who created this. He was a consultant, an accountant, and going through the code and came across section 401k.
Every now and then you'll look at pages and pages of stuff financially, and some things will just jump out at you. And that's what happened to Ted when I interviewed him twice on my Financial Safari show. And he said, Coach, it just made sense
it
to give people
sense.
A way to save.
Well, in fact, we've got a little piece of that sound right now of that interview that you had with him where he actually talks about how it happened.
Let's play it.
Sure.
There's myth and there's reality. The myth is I was sitting with my dark eye shades on reading the IRS code and found a paragraph no one had ever found before. What actually happened, Pete, is I interpreted this section in a very different way than what was ever intended. What I brought to the table was the idea of an employer matching contribution and for employees to be able to participate actively in these plans by putting money into them on a pre-tax basis from their own salary. And, neither of those ideas were included in the legislation, but you know what? There wasn't anything there saying thou shalt not. So I took the more aggressive approach.
Thou shalt not. So again, if you nobody's questioning it, just put it forward.
Yeah.
That's fascinating to me that he did that.
It's a philosophy I used to use back when I tried to steal candy from my brothers. Do it until you get caught.
There you go.
And if the brothers caught you, it's no big deal. But if they went to the higher authority,
right,
the dad, it wasn't a good thing.
There you go.
But 40 years old, Steve, that's a long time. The 401k has been around now.
It certainly didn't start out to be what it is today.
No.
And at the time, it was just seen as a way to sort of offset pensions.
Yeah. Mm.
And now
it is the pension.
Pensions.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah.
When I talked to Ted about his 401k, which he's modest, but he is the inventor of it. Without him, we wouldn't have this. And so we would have something else, I guess, because companies have shifted the burden of saving for your retirement to you. Say it any other way you want, but what's happened now is we are in charge of our own retirement. And so if we make excuses, the excuses may sound good to you, but who eventually will suffer is you and your family by not putting money in your 401k or not managing the money in your 401k properly. And, you know, inside my box set, the 7 financial blind spots, which is $199 value, by the way, we're going to give some of these away today.
Okay, cool.
I have a workbook in here. And when I say the word workbook, people think, I don't want to do any work. The work's already been done for you. So it's a playbook for you because I've already done the work. Now you can play and you can look through here. But it's not funny, some of the things that are in this workbook, because I've exposed fees in any financial vehicles and how they can disrupt and demolish your retirement plans if you haven't looked at this or if you're in the wrong plan. And I did a study here, and it pretended 6% interest. Now, we've talked about this on past shows, and people may have heard this before, but I think it's good to hear again, because just because you hear about fees doesn't mean fees go away.
Right.
Yeah.
Until you do something yourself to get rid of fees, they're going to continue to stay there. Just like termites in a house. Hey, honey, I think we have a termite. I see it flying in over there. We'll get to it tomorrow. Or, well, that's good. We'll look at that next time we see our exterminator. Well, in the meantime, they're eating away in your house, the termites are. And so fees are eating away until you get rid of them. And the only way to get rid of them is to get in a different plan many times. So if you're in a 401k and you're being eaten up by fees, you may not even realize it, because your statement you get every quarter will not say but a 1 or 2 fees on there, but there could be 18 other fees behind the scenes. But let's say you had 0% fees in one account and you had 3% fees in a different account. So like your neighbor has a 401k with 3% fees.
Okay.
He knows about a $25 statement fee, but he doesn't know about the other 2.87% fees that are coming out. And you have 0 fees because your employer has done a good thing and got you the best plan. And let's assume you both have the same investment options, which is not true, but let's just assume that.
Okay.
And you're both averaging 6% return over 30 years, which is a reasonable return. We're not saying 12 or 18 or 10. We're saying 6. It's just like there'll be up and down years in the 401k, but let's say you average 6%.
Yeah.
So your account with 0 fees, at the end of 30 years, you started with, let's say you had $200,000 you started with. You rolled a different 401k in your plan. You left it alone. You never added to it again. It's pretending you didn't put money in, which is not good, but let's just pretend. Mr. Rogers did a good job with that. Let's try Mr. Rogers. We'll pretend. At the end of 30 years, you would have $1.148 million. So $1,148,000 in your account, growing at 6% because you had no fees.
Wow.
Now your neighbor, who had those 3% fees coming out each and every year, and fees compound because the money you don't have is not there anymore to build. He started with $200,000, just like you did, grew at 6%. At the end of 30 years, he had $484,000.
Oh, my gosh.
$604,000. Yeah, so more than half is not there anymore. So where'd it go? For every action is the equal or opposite reaction, all right? So just because the money's not there in your account, it's in somebody else's account.
Right.
So
right.
You're missing that money. It's not there for you. Who's the most important person in your retirement plan? You.
Yeah.
They call it an individual retirement plan a lot of times when you roll your money from a 401k into an IRA, individual retirement account. Your 401k is a group account. So you're in there with everybody else. They're all being fed to death many times. And so the beauty is, if you want to have it analyzed, you can roll your money, if you're 59 and a half, into your own individual account, and you can continue to put money into your 401k. So you have the best of both worlds. You can get an income plan with your individual account, and you can continue to put money in your 401k. Now, if you're getting fed to death, it might not make sense to put any money in there unless you get a match. And even that is debatable whether you break even or not in that.
Right.
So there's so much confusion, though, out there, and we're going to talk more about this 401k, the invention of it, and 40 years. I mean, it's a great anniversary now, because a lot of people have successful retirements because they put money in their 401k. We'll talk about that later on in the show. So, Steve, I want to do this because I think people need help. And Abby, you're 19, and Steve, you're around 60.
Around 60,
anyone between these ages and even above and different parameters can qualify for this. Mm-hmm. But if you have at least $200,000 saved for retirement, we'll help you, because we'll follow a 3-step process for you to create a comprehensive financial plan that aligns with your financial goals and your values. Now, first, we're going to understand what money means to you and your family and how it fits into your life. Not our life, but your life. You're the most important people out there. It's your plan. Then we'll organize your finances so you have a clear picture of where you currently stand right now. That's the biggest mistake I see out there, is people don't know where they are. They don't know what kind of fees they have. They don't know what kind of balance they need. They don't know if they can retire today, tomorrow, or decades later, because they don't have a plan, Steve. So let's get a plan put together. Next, we're going to talk about your financial goals. What are your short, medium, and long-term goals for your retirement, for your money? What do you want to do the next 20, 30, 50 years of your life? And what are your dreams, more importantly? What do you really want to do? And we'll work together to clarify your goals so they are crystal clear and tangible. In other words, they're possible. We'll make sure that, hey, if you want to do something and you have it on your mind, we'll give you an honest answer if you can do it or not. And if not, we'll get you on track so you can. Now, finally, we'll create an actionable step process to get you on the path towards what's the most important term in this whole world, financial independence. I think of the Liberty Bell whenever I see Independence.
Oh, I like that, yes.
So let's have Liberty Retirement right here. So the process is not something we do once and set aside on the bookshelf. It's like a physical fitness in your financial fitness. It needs constant attention throughout your career and beyond. But don't worry, we'll be there every step of the way to guide you and make your money work as hard as you work to build it. And our strategies do work best for those of you with over $1 million saved for retirement, but as long as you have $200,000 dedicated to retirement, we can get you on that plan on the steps that you need.
All right, and the number to reach John Kelly, who is Coach Pete's local trusted coach serving Chicagoland, that number, folks, 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135.
And when we come back, we are going to talk about ETFs. Coach Pete's going to tell us what they are and how they can help in your retirement, and five financial freedoms you can't afford to surrender. We will also revisit the anniversary of the 401k. That and more when the 401k show continues right after this.